My brothers and sisters in Christ, everybody loves show and tell when it happens at school. We have show and tell for free this morning over in this window, the very bottom left window. You can't see it in the back, so don't try to see it, but after Mass, you can come look at it. We have the image of the reading this morning. Maybe some of you can see the little ladder in the bottom left window with the angels going up and down. And that's from this story that you heard of Jacob coming to this shrine. He needed to sleep for the night. And not sure that it was an extremely comfortable sleep because he pulled up a rock and laid his head on that. I can't imagine how comfortable that would be for the night. But an amazing thing happened as he laid on that rock. He experienced God coming close to him. God came close to him and spoke to him and gave him the promise of being with him and his descendants forever. And Jacob, of course, is amazed when he wakes up and he changes the name of that shrine to Bethel, which means the house of God, house of God, place where I know that I've experienced God, where God has spoken to me and I've spoken to God. It's a true meeting place. In a certain sense, this is our Bethel, right? Our church is our Bethel, where we ascend to God and God comes down to be with us. There's a ladder in a certain sense, spiritually speaking, here. That's why the image is there, is to remind us that we are ascending and descending to God. The angels are coming to be with us here in this place. There's even a little shrine to our Blessed Mother here, where we know that never was it known that anyone who comes to Mary's protection was left unaided. So Mary is here to intercede for us as we when we kneel there. And we need that. We need that in our lives. We need to know where we can come and be with God, where God can really, truly speak to us. And we know that he's close because he cares for us. We see this woman in the gospel who is deeply in great difficulty. She's having hemorrhages for 12 years. She needs to experience God. She's in another gospel said that she's spent everything that she had, and she says, if I can just touch his cloak, then I'll be healed. And Jesus says, courage, have courage. Your faith is strong. Have courage. And she was healed. And Jesus was able to raise this little girl from the dead. This man, he knew that his girl was already dead. It's interesting that she already died, and still he comes and he kneels before Jesus and says, if you come, you can raise her from the dead. Think about that, how profound of a faith that is. And so as we come to this place with great faith, let's realize beyond any shadow of a doubt that Jesus comes to us, that he's here, he's standing with us in this Bethel, this house of God, and that he comes truly present in the Holy Eucharist. Let's prepare hearts to receive him.